They bivouacked in the woods much nearer to the road than he would have liked. He had to drag the cart while the boys steered from behind, and they built a fire for the old man to warm himself, though he didn't much like that either. They ate, and the old man sat wrapped in his solitary quilt and gripped his spoon like a child. They had only two cups, and he drank his coffee from the bowl he'd eaten from, his thumbs hooked over the rim, sitting like a starved and threadbare Buddha staring into the coals.
"You can't go with us, you know," the man said.
He nodded.
"How long have you been on the road?"
"I was always on the road. You can't stay in one place."
"How do you live?"
"I just keep going. I knew this was coming."
"You knew it was coming?"
"Yeah. This or something like it. I always believed in it."
"Did you try to get ready for it?"
"No. What would you do?"
"I don't know."
"People were always getting ready for tomorrow. I didn't believe in that. Tomorrow wasn't getting ready for them. It didn't even know they were there."
"I guess not."
"Even if you knew what to do, you wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't know if you wanted to do it or not. Suppose you were the last one left. Suppose you did that to yourself."
"Do you wish you'd die?"
"No. But I might wish I'd died. When you're alive, you've always got that ahead of you."
"Or you might wish you'd never been born."
"Well, beggars can't be choosers."
"You think that'd be asking too much?"
"What's done is done. Anyway, it's foolish to ask for luxuries in times like these."
"I guess so."
"Nobody wants to be here, and nobody wants to leave."
He lifted his head and looked across the fire at the boy. Then he looked at the man. The man could see his small eyes watching him in the firelight. God, what those eyes saw. He got up to pile more wood on the fire, and he raked the coals back from the dead leaves. The red sparks rose in a shudder and died in the blackness overhead. The old man drank the last of his coffee and set the bowl before him and leaned toward the heat with his hands out. The man watched him.
"How would you know if you were the last man on earth?" he said.
"I don't guess you'd know it. You'd just be it."
"Nobody would know it."
"It wouldn't make any difference. When you die, it's the same as if everybody else did, too."
"I guess God would know it. Is that it?"
"There's no God."
"No?"
"There's no God, and we are his prophets."